The only way to get closer to the Cavaliers is to make the team. It's Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on Fox Sports 910.
All right, welcome back. Who's Talking? Frank Hobbo. We got Terry Gates in the studio. We're really we're bouncing back and forth between football and basketball tonight. A lot of things going on in Charlottesville, particularly with the hiring of Bronco Mendenhall as the new football coach. And speaking of football, we got our recruiting guru from the Sabre, Chris Horn, who's calling in right at this moment. No, it's not. We thought it was Chris Horn. It's not. So we're going to have to call Chris to talk a little bit about some of those recruiting questions that Frank was talking about relative to maybe having some extra spots and whether Bronco's going to want to use them now or hold them until next year. And a lot of that's probably the availability of players and whether he feels that they're going to fit his system.
Well, today he talked about his staff and fulfilling his obligation to get the staff lined up first. So the early projections are that he'll take 2 to 3 coaches from the current UVA staff, and that the suggestion is that those people will be Chris Beatty, who worked with the running backs, and Marcus Higgins, who worked with the receivers.
Little continuity, but certainly most coaches are going to bring most of the people with them from where they were before.
I know he's probably invited all of them. So in the days ahead, they're going to let him know. All right, we got Chris Horn, we believe, on the line. Chris, are you there?
I'm here. How are you guys doing?
Chris, we were beginning to wonder if you fell asleep or something. What happened out there? And you're over there on Southside snoozing, man.
Not quite. No, I woke up just in time.
All right. Well, that's good. Good. I'm glad the alarm clock still works. All right. So UVA has this huge lineup of verbal commitments. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the signing period, which is still so archaic to me, not till early February. What is that date this year?
Yeah, I believe it's February 3rd this year. Yeah, first Wednesday in February. Yep.
All right, so we got February the 3rd. No early signing period, which is the opposite of basketball and so many other sports, but we've got some early admits. Let's talk about them. Christian Baumgartner, the tight end from Ocean City, New Jersey. Mm-hmm. Holland Corbett, the place kicker from Fork Union. He's an early admit. Kenneth Ruff, who you're very high on, the linebacker. Matt Terrell, linebacker, early admit, and Trey Harbison, a running back who you also like. So break these guys down for us so we know where they most likely stand today based upon your communications with them.
Yeah, I think they are all solid. The player I'm most interested in speaking with is Trey Harbison. As you mentioned, running back out of North Carolina, has been extremely productive for his high school, Crest High School in North Carolina. They're actually going to be in the state championship again this week, later on this week at a 3AA state championship, which they won last year. So they're going for back-to-back titles, and he's a big part of that. I know he was a huge Mike London fan, obviously, as all these committed guys were big fans of Mike London. But so it'll be interesting to see, though, how much of an impact that has. He, as you mentioned, he is looking to enroll next month. I know he has spoken with Coach Mendenhall, but I am interested to see if he does plan on taking any visits to check out any other schools. Wisconsin was a school kind of keeping in touch with him as well. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with him. But you also mentioned the guy I like a lot, Kenneth Ruff out of Florida. 6'1", 240-pound linebacker.
That's a football name, right?
Yeah, Kenneth Ruff. It sounds like a linebacker or a fullback or something like that. And I like his versatility. I mean, he's 6'1", 240, so he doesn't have that big rangy size, but he rushes the passer for his high school, plays some outside linebacker, rush end type stuff. And when UVA recruited him under London, they liked him as an inside linebacker. So that kind of gives you an idea, I think, of that he's a guy that major college coaches see that could move around, whether that's outside or inside linebacker position. So,
how about Matt Terrell, the linebacker at Liberty Christian?
Yeah, very impressive size. I had a chance to see him in person several times, and a legit 6'5", 230. I wouldn't see him as a guy who would be able to play right away, but definitely a guy, especially after a redshirt year and then the extra spring practice and weightlifting that he'll get as a redshirt freshman. I think there's no reason why he couldn't come in and play. I know he's when he signed and they announced his signing, he was listed as a linebacker, but he's another guy who I think could be versatile depending on how Coach Mendenhall wants to scheme things up, if he's going to be an outside linebacker type or a defensive end with a hand on the ground. So he's got some versatility there, I think.
All right, we didn't talk about him, but he's constantly getting a lot of airplay on the Sabre, and that's Sonny Abramson, the quarterback from Sparta, New Jersey. I know you communicate a lot with him. Talk to us a little bit. What type of kid is he? And apparently he's gung-ho UVA with or without Mike London.
Yeah, he was. He's a leader. That's the first thing that comes to mind. He's one of the guys who's been getting the class together. They have a group chat, which I think is pretty interesting. Certainly social media is helping their create their bond there. But he's been one of the leaders of that. And he's out there. He's even speaking for the class right now, and just talking about hey, we're together, we're solid. So leadership ability is one thing that I like about him. He's also a pretty selfless player. He started out his high school career really passing the ball around, and of course that's how you make a name as a quarterback for a pro style quarterback, which is what he is. And he had some excellent passing years as a freshman and sophomore. As a senior, though, with not much experience returning, had to dial it back and actually be more of a run-oriented offense. So he had to break out his running shoes there, which he did. So he didn't pass much at all. I think he maybe threw around 50 attempts the whole season.
Wow!
But yeah, he ran the ball. He did whatever, you know. That's what the team needed. Didn't complain and just led his team and did well. I think they finished 7-3. So, but a kid who's got a big, rich football background too, has worked with professional quarterback coaches and things like that. So he's definitely got a rich background of coaching, and a guy who just loves football. He says he just loves getting better and in the off season, just trying to get the.
Hey Chris, this is Hobo. Just a question: new coach at Tech, new coach at Virginia. How's that going to impact recruiting in the state?
Yeah, well, it's going to be interesting. I mean, the one thing I noticed from, of course, we'll see what happens. And you guys, I heard talking about Coach Beatty and Coach Hagans. I think those guys would be key for UVA to keep on as far as the Tidewater recruiting. But Coach Mendenhall and his press conference struck me that he was talking more about the type of player the type of person that he wanted to recruit rather than necessarily the state. And I know Virginia Tech is since Coach Fuente came on board, I know he's been tweeting about recruiting the Tidewater, the 757, and made no secret about recruiting that. So, but certainly, I think both hires I think have impressed, and it's going to be interesting. It's definitely adding some more spark to the rivalry, and I think it's definitely a plus.
We are speaking with Chris Horn of the Sabre. Chris, looking at the Virginia class as it now stands. If all five young men matriculate in January, mm-hmm. how many more spots, by your calculations, would Virginia have if Bronco Mendenhall wants to fill up the class in its entirety for 2016?
Right, and I think it's pretty common when a new coach comes in that there's going to be some turnover, some attrition within the program. With 27 commits, those five guys enroll early. From my impression, most of the class is very solid academically, so I don't think there are going to be any kids that are going to have to go to prep school or anything like that. So I would say, you know, that would leave with the five kids enrolling in January, assuming there are no decommits, of course. I would say I could definitely see all three spots. You know, that would leave about three spots left for Coach Mendenhall to use. I could definitely see him using all three, particularly, you know, I think it's going to depend on what he thinks he has, and if it fits the scheme that he wants to run, you know, defensively and things like that. I could definitely see all three. You know, Virginia obviously got a ton of commits, so not too much room anyway. But I could definitely see him adding, you know, maybe three more players.
You know, the funny thing is, a lot of times when a coach comes, sometimes some of the kids that had committed to him at the prior school will mm-hmm. come to the new school, but. With Bronco's love of BYU, I don't necessarily see that happening. Do you have any feel for that?
Yeah, that's a good point. I would say, you know, if there's a kid who really loves Virginia and he's gung ho about it, I don't know if he'd really turn him away. But that's a good point. I think he obviously made a big point about wanting to coach this last game. I don't think he purposefully would go out and try to poach any recruits from his former school. I think that's a great point.
I don't want to clarify something here. Listening to the press conference today and having followed Bronco Mendenhall in the past, this guy is all about integrity, mm-hmm. and he's all about his message. You know, he wants to develop student athletes that fit the Virginia academic environment, and you know, he's more gung-ho about that than almost anything, and then he wants those kids to play as hard as possible to their max to achieve the goals they set. He has a very faith-based message as well. Mm-hmm. Don't you think strategically that will play very well with the kids that have already committed to the university at this point?
Yeah, and I spoke with this with Sonny Abramson the other day as well. Just it seems like that, you know, the players this year certainly didn't, you know, finishing 4-8, that's not what they wanted, but they always fought. They were high character guys, good in the classroom, good in the community. And I think Coach Mendenhall is going to bring in similar type of guys, and I think this class is made up of similar type of guys. I mentioned that they had that group chat. They just seem like most of the kids I've spoken with are great kids, and I think a lot of them are going to stick, you know, with their decisions. Of course, that, you know, it's no surprise to see maybe one or two or three or so move on. But I think they all seem excited about it, and I think they're all kind of on the same wavelength as Coach Mendenhall.
Yeah, Chris, stay warm in the bullpen. We're going to need you these next few weeks here as we move toward February, because I think there's going to be a lot to talk about on the recruiting side, particularly with the new staff. So, as always, we thank you for your insights tonight, and we'll talk again soon.
Sounds great. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Chris. We will get into the football recruiting a little bit deeper as we get closer to mid-January and so forth, because by then the coaching staff will have been in place. They'll have been talking to the kids. Head coach Bronco Mendenhall said that he was going to be calling the recruits every night, four to five to six every night between now
and the 19th.
And the 19th when they have their bowl game. And he said, that's only, you know, what do you say, 13 days away? I think they can wait. You know, like there's no reason for any of the kids to change their mind at this point until they meet the coach and they get to know him.
No, so, and I think it's just a matter of commitment, because obviously Coach Mendenhall is not necessarily familiar with the skill level of these kids, other than they were made verbal commitments to the prior staff. And it's kind of an integrity thing to honor that commitment if the kid still wants to come and be a part of the program.
You know, it's interesting. Coach Mendenhall today talked about or felt like his staff would come together very quickly. And so that leads me to think that most of his staff that wants to come to Charlottesville, they've already told him. Now he's just got to decide how will that fit with the coaches that might be carrying over from the UVA staff, and how many other coaches he may have been talking to in recent days.
Well, and I think that's fairly traditional. And I think he made it a point that his coaches as well as his players have to accept his level of expectation. So I think, you know, obviously he's been at a Brigham Young for 11 years. My guess is a lot
13,
of his—
13, actually. Technically,
well,
13.
13, well, 2 years as an assistant, but head coach for 11. So my guess is a lot of those assistant coaches have been with him for several years, so they probably are very familiar with his expectations and how he wants to run things. So it would be an easy transition for them to come to Charlottesville.
No doubt. And, I think the guy is fired up. I mean, I'm not sure I've ever heard a press conference— from an incoming coach, particularly one that's coming all the way across the country like this, where he just was intensely pumped. I mean, anybody that didn't pick up on that, and also he's confident without being arrogant.
No, he's there.
Which is very unusual.
That's yeah, a, It's a wonderful blend of humility and confidence as we go to Dr. Smith.
Dr. Smith, are you there?
Hey, Frank, how are you?
Perfect, perfect. So what was your take on the big press conference today with new head coach Bronco Mendenhall?
I think you have to be excited as a Virginia fan over the years. I get used to disappointment, but I think we hit a home run here. Hopefully it works out as well as it did for BYU.
Well, I think it's going to pay off for both entities. All right, I think what we're going to do real quick is go to our short break right now and then come back to you to cover the Ortho Virginia Injury Report. If you can stay with us, that'd be great.
Sure, happy to.
All right, stay with us. This is Who's Talking. We'll be back with Dr. Smith.